Jehovah values your Amen. Jehovah values our worship. He is paying attention and listening to His servants, and no act of praise, no matter how small, escapes His notice. Malachi 3:16. For example, consider a word we likely have said countless times. The word is Amen. Does Jehovah value even that simple expression? Yes, He does. To learn why, let us examine what that word means and how it is used in the Bible. All the people will say Amen. The English word Amen means so be it, or surely. It comes from a Hebrew root word meaning be faithful, be trustworthy. It was sometimes used in a legal setting. After a person took an oath, he would say Amen to verify that what he had said was accurate and that he bound himself to the consequences of what was stated. When he went on record in such a manner, he had added incentive to keep his word. A dramatic example of the use of Amen is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 27. After the Israelites entered the Promised Land, they were to gather between Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim to hear the law recited. They were there not only to listen, but also to declare that they had accepted the law. They did this by replying, Amen, when the results for disobedience were read. Imagine the sound of many thousands of men, women, and children loudly giving their response. They surely never forgot the words they spoke that day. And those Israelites kept their word. For the record states, Israel continued to serve Jehovah all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, and who had known all of Jehovah's deeds in behalf of Israel. Joshua 24:31. Jesus also used Amen to affirm the truthfulness of what was said, but He did so in a unique way. Rather than use it to reply to a statement, He used Amen, translated into English as truly, to introduce pronouncements of truth. At times, He repeated the word, saying, Amen, Amen. He thus assured His listeners that His words were the absolute truth. Jesus could speak with such certainty because He was the one authorized to make all of God's promises come true. The people said, Amen, and they praised Jehovah. The Israelites also used Amen when offering praise and prayers to Jehovah. By saying the word after a prayer, those listening showed that they adopted the prayer as their own. All present were thus able to participate, which enhanced the spiritual occasion. That is what happened when King David brought the Ark of Jehovah to Jerusalem. During the celebration that followed, he delivered the stirring prayer in the form of a song recorded at 1 Chronicles 16:8-36. Those attending were so moved by his words that all the people said, Amen, and they praised Jehovah. Yes, their unified response added to the joy of that day. First century Christians likewise used Amen when extolling Jehovah. Bible writers often included it in their letters. The book of Revelation even depicts spirit creatures in heaven glorifying Jehovah by saying, Amen! Praise Jah! Revelation 19:1 and 4. Early Christians customarily said Amen after prayers offered at their meetings. However, it was not a word they were simply to repeat by rote. Why your Amen matters. After reviewing its background and history, we can see why Amen is such a meaningful way to conclude a prayer. When we say it at the end of our own prayer, we show that we really mean what we said. And when we are moved to respond Amen, even silently, to a public prayer, we show our support for the sentiments expressed. Consider why else our Amen matters. We are active and alert in our worship. We worship Jehovah during prayer not only by what we say, but also by how we behave. Our desire to offer a valid Amen may help us to maintain a proper attitude and keep our mind on the prayer. We are united as worshipers. Public prayer focuses our attention on what the rest of the congregation is hearing. When we are moved to respond in unison with our brothers and sisters, we are further united. Whether we say it out loud or in our heart, our Amen gives Jehovah added reason to act in harmony with our collective request. We praise Jehovah. Jehovah notices our small acts of worship. He sees what our motive is and what is in our heart. Even when we must listen in by telephone to a meeting, we can be sure our humble Amen does not go unnoticed by Jehovah. It adds to the collective praise offered to Him. Our Amen may seem of little value, but it is by no means insignificant. Through the use of this one word, states one Bible encyclopedia, God's servants can express the confidence, strong approval, and earnest hope that is in their hearts. May every Amen we utter be pleasing to Jehovah. Psalm 19:14. The following is supplementary information. Should you always say Amen? Amen is not a word we take lightly. However, what if the one offering a prayer phrases something incorrectly? Do we need to withhold our Amen? Not necessarily. After all, Jehovah recognizes that we all err with our tongue, and He overlooks those errors. So rather than be overly critical, if we focus on the spirit behind the words, we may feel that we can still say Amen to what was said. On the other hand, we do not say Amen, audibly or in our heart, to a prayer offered by an unbeliever. What if we happen to be present when such a prayer is offered? For example, we might be attending some secular event where someone is asked to offer a prayer. Or we might be in a religiously divided household, and the head of the house, who is not a believer, decides to lead the family in prayer. What should we do? If we find ourselves in such a situation, we can remain silent and respectful. We would not participate by saying Amen, nor would we hold hands with others during the prayer, for that would indicate that we are joining in the prayer. We might choose to say our own silent prayer, but we would avoid saying an audible Amen so that we do not give others the impression that we are sharing in their prayer. If the group stands, it is up to us to decide whether we too will stand. Standing or bowing our head is not an act of worship in itself. It is up to the individual Christian to determine which course he considers best under the circumstances, and no one should be criticized for his choice on such occasions. The above situations further illustrate why our Amen matters to Jehovah. End of article.